So I always lived in kind of the poor neighborhoods growing up in Las Vegas, so I had a lot of black friends, naturally. We had this game we would play after school. It was kind of like a variation on Smear the Queer. I would be the queer every time. I don't know how that happened. I was the queer, and the objective was they would run after me, I would run away, and then if they caught me, they would tackle me to the ground and just start kicking me until they got tired of kicking me. But there is something to say, I think, about being pummeled by a bunch of black guys. You get kind of like a perspective, like of what their ancestors went through, and I think it helps you to not end up racist. But now I'm living in Utah, and white people are fucking assholes. Who would have thought, right? But I actually have this theory on why the white people in Utah are such assholes. If you think of like an ocean ecosystem, okay, you've got the Mexican barracuda, you've got the African butterfly fish, and I guess whatever they make sashimi out of, that can represent the Asians. But anyway, at the top of the food chain, you've got the great white, okay? So what do you think is going to happen if you don't have all those minority fish for the great whites to feed off of? They're just going to start cannibalizing each other. So that's what I think Utah is. It's just a big aquarium with nothing but fucking asshole sharks. All right, you guys have been great, I hope. If not, I'll see you next year. Bye-bye.